After the clearing process is done, which in the Inca language is known as mihui, mihui means to metabolize, so that these dark strands of energy are combusted, metabolized and turned back into light, and cleared, the sludge is cleared from the walls of that chakra. The energy of the imprint has been drained. Then the shaman reaches up above their heads, up to their eighth chakra, which exists outside of time, up to this radiant sun above their heads, and brings the light of the sun, of spirit that dwells within us, and fills that chakra with light, illuminates that chakra, which is where the name comes from, the illumination process. The chakra is filled with light. What was once darkness is now filled with light. What was once pain and suffering is now filled with love and with forgiveness. This light will overwrite, will erase the imprint from the luminous energy field. At the end of the session, the shaman will close the four directions, close sacred space, and it's essential always to work within sacred space. Because oftentimes, the wounding that occurred made the client's world a very unsafe place. And they need to be able to feel safe enough in your space to revisit these ancient wounds. If the space is not sacred, if it's not safe, you will never have access to the underlying imprint. And it's within sacred space that the medicine men and women from the spirit world can come in and assist us in our healing. They need to work within this sacred space because our world is too dense, is too thick, too solid for them to be able to penetrate. So they need this micro universe that we create when we open sacred space to be able to access our world, our domains. And I've seen extraordinary healings take place from the spiritual assistance that's available to us, the medicine men and women from the spirit world that will come and remove, extract, draw out, heal, reshape.